Hey, don't turn around. I'm sitting behind you and I just want you to listen, okay? You don't need to look, just listen as I whisper in your ears. I want you to pay attention to my words, they're very important. They could change your whole life. You're probably wondering how, and I promise I'll get to that, but for now, I want you to just focus on three things. The sound of the bus as it moves through the street, the sound of my voice as it moves between your ears, and the feeling of slight arousal that comes with a pretty girl whispering in your ears. You don't need to see me to know that you want me. It's okay. You'll get to that eventually, not now. Not here. Here you listen. I can see you're doing as I say because you haven't looked back, you haven't wondered what I'm doing, you haven't stood up. You're curious. Good. So listen. Because doing what I say is important. I said this could change your life and I wasn't lying. Why would I do that? It could. Or you could ring the bell and get off the next stop. But we both know you won't. You'll listen to me even if you're wondering what's going on. You'll listen to me even if it's confusing. You'll listen to me even if you desperately want to turn and look at me. You'll listen to me and forget whatever you were doing before. You'll listen to me and forget your destination. The only place you're going is where I want you to. You're so obedient already. Docile. Good. Now close your eyes and really focus on my words and the sound of the bus. While the bus is moving along a road, a predetermined path, just like you through life. But what if something got in the way? What if a force, something natural or unnatural, got in the path of the bus? The driver may stop and wait for it to move. But what if that force is too powerful? What if it won't move? What if the force is so strong that the bus has to change course? You think you know where you're going in life, but there are forces, powerful ones, to turn you, send you in different directions. I am the force right now. My voice, my words are that force. They are forcing your mind to change direction. You're no longer going straight ahead. You're twisting and turning down back streets. You're going left and right and trying to find your way back, but you've entered a maze and you're lost. And there's only one thing guiding you now, my voice. So follow it. Follow my voice, the voice that makes you feel good. Don't you feel good? I know you feel good listening to me, so you'll follow my voice. And the more you follow, the more aroused you feel. And the more aroused you feel, the more you want to follow me. I am your guide, and I am the only way out of the maze. And the way out leads to pleasure and happiness and arousal and lust. My hot voice whispering in your needy ears is like a drug and you want more, so you follow. Even as it leads you down to a trance where you feel so fucking good. Where I fuck your dirty little mind into submission. Well, that's the force. The real force behind everything. Dominance and submission. My dominance and your submission. You want to submit to me. And I want to dominate you. I want you to feel my voice penetrate your mind and cut through your resistance until there is only one thing for you to do. Obey. Obey me, serve me, worship me. You'll be my docile, mindless slave, and all I have to do is keep whispering into that mind of yours. That open, needy mind. You need my words, you want them. You want to give in to them because they feel so good. They feel like I'm fucking you. Fucking your mind until all you can do is obey me in the hope that I'll fuck your body the way I'm fucking your brain. And all I ask in return is your mindless obedience, your total devotion, for you to give me your arousal and lust and let me use it to manipulate you, to control you, to own you. You want it, don't you? You want me in that head of yours licking at your thoughts until they're covered in me, until every part of you is covered in me. Until my body is above you, rubbing you, fucking you, owning you, making you a needy addict for my words and my touch. God, it'll be so fucking good to own you. You're getting so turned on listening to me talking about it that I bet you'd do anything to have that. To be mine, to be my mindless, needy slave, my desperate, lusting pet. You'll be banging soon enough. I know you will. Give me your phone. Let me add my contact info. There you go, that's perfect. And even though my voice will fade when you get off this bus, The thoughts of me fucking you into submission won't. The thoughts of me making your mind my playground and your body my plaything won't diminish. You might try to resist it to go back to normal, but I've altered the course of your existence, and you will walk the path I want you to. You will come to me desperate, lusting, begging for my words, my voice, my touch. I will own you. It's only a matter of time. You stop. See you soon, my new toy.